Books on Tape presents The Blue Star by Tony Early. Read by Kirby Hayborn. I got a pig home in the pen and corn to feed him on. All I need is a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. Arthur Smith, Pig in a Pen. Prologue. March 12, 1918. Lynn's Mountain, North Carolina. Dear Zeno, it is a cold day up here, and though a few trees are starting to bud and a few brave wildflowers are coming up in the sunny places, I'm afraid it will never be spring again. There is still snow on the other side of the hollow, and I don't think it will ever melt. I still feel awful about the fight we had last Sunday when you rode all the way up here on your white mule in the mud just to see me, and you got so cold. And I wish that I felt different from what I said then, but I still don't. I will never understand as long as I live why you do not want to do your duty and join up for the fight with our boys over there. Boys from NC in this county are being blowed up and shot in the head by the Germans. Even boys from this mountain, like poor Alfred Summy. You even rode by his house on that handsome white mule you're so proud of and saw that awful wreath on the door. Zeno, I thought I loved you with all my heart forever, but maybe I don't anymore if I ever did, because I don't really know who you are. All the other boys I know have either been drafted already or have joined up or are getting ready to. Even Alfred Summy's little brother William is raring to go fight the Huns, and he is only 12 years old, and he is afraid the war will be over before he can get to France and make up for his brother who was killed, and he just breaks my heart.